We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God through His servant, Pastor Dimeji Elubadebo. Be revived.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace. Lord, I thank you for mercy. Lord, I'm asking, I don't know how you want me to even, I wish this day could pass, but it cannot pass, Lord, but I trust you. I trust you for mercy. Help me to fetch from that which is in the heart of my father and the Lord, my own parent, my parents, daddy and mommy. Lord, I'm asking for mercy. I'm asking for grace. I ask, oh God, that you also cause the word, let there be entrance of the word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Here in my spirit is the principle of divine. Is the principle of divine. Divine and even the branches. Is the principle of divine and the branches. The life that flows in the vine will definitely flow into the branches. Oh, it will definitely flow into the branches as long as the branches is aligned and connected. It is the principle of divine. It's the principle of divine. It's the principle of divine. Oh, Amahanesa Severanonia. Stay connected. Stay connected. And then same life will flow. Same life flow in the parent will flow into the branch. It will flow into the branch. Stay connected. See the Lord connected. Connect as I also connect to divine. As I'm also connect to my Father. Just stay connected. Same life, same thoughts, same wisdom, same grace, same anointing. Same wisdom, same understanding, same life will flow. It will flow. It will flow. It will flow. Stay connected, or even everyone hearing, stay connected also. Same life will flow even into you. Same grace will flow even into you. Stay connected. Stay connected. Fight to stay connected. Stay connected even after the message. Keep stay connected so that the same life will touch you. See the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we say amen to that? Amen. By God's grace, we're still considering the that I consider this a great privilege. Definitely not a right. I'm sure there are people that could have done this better than me amongst many of the pastors and even some leaders in the house. I just trust the Lord for help. Amen. We're still looking at the way of communion. Growing our basic fellowship with the Lord. I think we began about 5 weeks ago. If I'm not mistaken, I think so. And the Lord, by His mercy, has been showing us different things to strengthen our understanding in that place of communion. Hallelujah. I want to do a bit of recap from some of the things that have been taught, then just build on it for today. Amen. I believe the Lord is doing is that the Lord is confronting things in our hearts. In this season, things that would make us not dwell well things that would not make us abide as we ought to in the place of communion. So the Lord is strong upon our hearts. Hallelujah. Whenever the Lord speaks the truth to our hearts, one of the things the Lord is doing is that He's strong. Amen. He's strong upon our hearts. Hallelujah. He's strong upon our hearts. One of the things Pastor Friday said in previous weeks is how the Lord is, which I believe is true. I've also been with Daddy for a while. I've seen that being his heart desire as a pastor, that there is a closing of gaps between what we have heard and who we are. I better put, closing of gaps between what we know and our lifestyle. Closing of gaps between what we can say and what we really, really are. And I believe it's one of the things that God, through this teaching, wants to supply, such that at the end of this teaching, all those gaps will be mended. Can we say amen? Now, Pastor Friday last week said, the world is designed for us not to retain thoughts of God. And that's a powerful thought. The world, the whole arrangement of the world is designed for us not to keep things of God, for us not to retain the things of God. He said the evil spirits want us to be perpetually weak. And they want us to always remain weak, dry, ignorant. They want us to stay in a place that is a defeated place. But by understanding and by grace, the Lord is supplying strength to us for us to rise again. Amen. One thing he also said is how the end of communion is to know the Lord. Is to know the Lord. I'm sure we all remember how another word for communion is fellowship. And scriptures, in scriptures, one of the ways it describes fellowship, amen, is knowing another. Knowing another. So in communion, a good word that we can use to explain what communion is, again, is the word intercourse. Hallelujah. Is the word intercourse, which ends in a knowing. Which ends in a knowing. It ends in a knowing. It ends in a knowing. Paul at a particular point says that I may know him. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. So that knowing is a process. The process through which we will do some things to eventually come to that knowledge is communion. Can we say amen? Now, Pastor Friday also said last week, I'm using last week to not like other teachings have been disconnected. Never have they been disconnected, but I'm just trying to use last week to build on today's teaching. Amen. He also said religious spirits or evil spirits, one of the things they do consistently worrying with us is that they substitute the right things for some other things. So it's possible to start communing today. It's possible to start communing by 7 a.m. and as at 12 noon, something else has hijacked it. It's possible to even commune today and by next week or next 2 weeks, something else has hijacked it, such that another thing is taking it over. In another word, I can say that it's like you can keep doing activity, but there's no more life in what we are doing. Hallelujah. What we are doing. So one of the things I'm believing the Lord, and I believe the Lord has been doing since we began to hear these teachings, is that the Lord is strengthening us in the place of this communion for us to war. Hallelujah. For us to war so that we can sustain communion. So that we can sustain communion. Daddy, one time speaking with us, one of the things he said is some things that we can see in the fathers in the faith, how many of them have experienced many, many revivals, and they are still kept. They are still very, very kept. And that's because some things have been done over and over again. One thing about sustaining communion is that it takes warfare. It takes warfare. It takes warfare to sustain communion. Hallelujah. A communion that would shape into many years of fellowshipping with the Word, to maintain some relationship with the Lord. It means that you must have kept some instructions from that Lord to maintain a closeness with the Lord, to maintain some level of relationship. Then it is through that warfare that the Lord will commit more secrets to you that would make you further keep that relationship or further keep that communion, because communion also refers to the transfer of things. If it's intercourse, there's transfer of things. So the Lord is, there are two people involved in communion. Nobody is one in communion. It's usually, that's why fellowship is also something you can use to describe communion. And someone said fellowship refers to two people in a ship going to somewhere. Hallelujah. Two people in a ship going to somewhere. So it means that communion is actually a means to an end. Hallelujah. What did I say communion is? It's a means to an end. Now, the end is the destination. Are you following me? So if we do not have the destination at the back of our minds, we can be doing something and another thing has taken it over. Like you can be coming to church because you just have to come to church. When I mean to, I'm talking about to the meeting of the church. We can be coming to the meeting of the church because we just have to. Or because if I don't come, something, someone may call me or blah, blah, blah. Or you can do your, in quotes, devotion in the morning because you just want to feel religiously okay. Amen. Now, but that's not sufficient enough to keep communion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So to maintain some relationship with the Lord must have given some of our fathers some specific instructions that they must have used. Those instructions must have been the tools that must have kept them. Let's see Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. Amen. I'm sure we believe, we know that God is a spirit. God is a spirit. So to keep communion with that God who is a spirit, we must have gotten things from that God. Hallelujah. He says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree, after God had made him and formed and put the man he had formed in the garden, he says, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now this instruction came. How many of us, I'm sure we know that Adam couldn't keep this. Are you following me, please? Adam couldn't keep this. And because of that, he fell short of a level of communion he had. So it's possible to have communion at a level, but because we do not keep some things that the Lord instructs us, we can fall short to another level of activity. In fact, at that level of activity, it's possible that we are still having some level of communion there. Amen. Amen. For example, reading the Bible, as good as it is, can turn to activity. Praying, as beautiful as it is, can become activity. Because what is meant to ooze out of all of that is no longer oozing out. Because something else has taken it over. Are you following me? So God gave Adam an instruction. Don't eat of this thing. The day you eat of this thing, you shall surely die. Now what died was that the spirit of man died. The candle of man went off. Are you following me? And because of that, there was a switch. There was a switch. Eventually, what happened after all of this was that they took them out. And God now put two cherubims, for example, in the way to the tree of life. So meaning that there was a way. Hallelujah. There was a way that Adam was meant to keep. As he kept that way, it is in keeping of that way that he will eventually arrive at the destination of that way, which is life. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things I'm trusting the Lord that we will come into after all of these teachings is that the Lord will give us sense in the spirit to keep ourselves in the way. So I was looking at the topic. It's not just communion. It's the way of communion. So it's possible to be doing communion, but you are not doing it in the way of communion. Hallelujah. It's possible to be communing with the Lord. It's possible to be praying. It's possible to be reading Bible. It's possible to be coming for meetings of the church, hearing messages, in and out of season. But the enemy has taken us out of the way. Based, like what Pastor Friday said last week, based on the systems of this world, another thing that Satan uses to move us out is flesh and sin. Hallelujah. So whenever we subject ourselves to flesh, what happens to us is that we die. Now, and for us to keep communion at a level, there are things we have to keep. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is a spirit. There are things he demands from us to maintain that level of closeness that he desires of us. Pastor Friday said last week that it's God's desire that everybody should come. It's not a few people. It's not our pastors that should have communion at a level. And the flock cannot have communion at that same level. Are you following me? Everybody should be able to access life at the same degree. Now, to access life does not mean that you are still not submitted. Amen. Because there is an adversary that wants to take some people that are not under covering and that are not wise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God wants everyone to come. He says, I desire that all may prophesy. He says, it's the desire of God that all be saved. The middle of wall of partition has been open for every one of us to gain access, equal access. Are you following me, please? Equal access. So at times, there's a false humility that the adversary can give a soul that has lost some level of closeness to think that, oh, I'm sure learning from them. And because of that false humility, you feel that you are okay. No. We should be humble. There was something Daddy was saying during the review on Thursday, how at times, when you that form of, I don't know, we think it is humility. It is not. Thank you, Mommy. We think it is humility, not knowing that it's ignorance on our part. Whenever we enter into that mode, we have actually wandered from the way. Are you following me? He says, how did scripture put it in Proverbs chapter 29? He that wandereth from the way, understanding, will remain in the congregation of the dead. So it's spirit's activity on the earth is one thing they do consistently, is that we should wander out of the way. We should wander out of the way. So I had thoughts in my mind. At least 50% of us here in this local church, as I'm speaking now, we're in Baba's Blessing, we're in Image and Glory Conference, when some of us streamed anamnesis, we came for the bridge service, a lot of meetings, a lot of teachings. Now, all of those things should culminate to something. Please, are you following me? Should culminate to a life that we should be holding on to. Are you following me, please? That we should be holding on to. Now, one of the activities of spirits is that we can fall off. Now, at times we fall, I agree. Scripture says the righteous man falleth 7 times. But he should rise. He says, rejoice not over me. If I fall, I will rise again. So it's when we fall, we should rise again. And get, when I mean rise, we should come to a place where we stand on that same ground that we ought to be standing on. When I'm talking about ground, I'm talking about a place of communion with the Lord. So I won't lie to you. You can have communion at a level, and a spirit or an activity of flesh or sin moves you down to another level of communion. Yes. Better put, you just be singing songs, which is not bad in itself. But like I said, they can make everything turn back. It will just turn to activity. And that thing that you used to experience, are you following me? That thing you used to experience with the Lord, that place, you know, there's that place. Scripture calls it secret place. That place that you occupy with the Lord, somewhere you have lost it. Because of how the arrangements of this world, at times it may just be someone getting at you. And because someone got at you, you slipped off from the way. And if you understand the Holy Ghost well, one thing the Holy Ghost will be telling you is that this is not where, come back here. This is not where we used to be. Come back here. Come back here. Strive. So to commune well, it's really, really, really warfare. Amen. It's warfare. So I don't want us to come out of this whole series and there's a place we should be. Based on all that has been coming for us as a house since the beginning of the year, I won't lie to you. By now, there is a way you and I should be. There is a place. I'm not lying to you. If we are not frustrating grace, if we are not frustrating the things the Lord is giving us, there is a place we should be. Now, I'm not saying everybody should be supermen and we are not submitting. No, there's something we should be striving at. There's something we should be holding on to. There's something we should know that I don't want to fall from this place. So one of the warfares that we saw continuously, even with churches, those churches are souls. When they wrote to the Hebrew church, it's souls that they were writing to, that they wanted to draw back. So Satan, someone said Satan is dragon, he likes dragging down. He knows how to drag us down. So today we can do communion well. Tomorrow something could have happened at work and has dragged you down from that same place that you were in yesterday. So it is warfare. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Judges chapter 13 verse 4 to 5, we saw how they told the parents of Samson, told him, you don't take strong drink. There are some things you don't take to retain some kind of closeness with the Lord. Immediately he did some things they told him not to do. One of the things that happened to him was that they took his eyes. They took his eyes. Now, because you need eyes to commune. They took his eyes. They took understanding. So there are some things that we cannot afford to entangle ourselves with. Are you following me? Pastor Friday said some of these, I'm just still doing recap. We can't afford to entangle ourselves with that. As long as we hold on to those things, the ground is the destination. When I mean ground, it can just be a little lower than where you were. A little lower than where we were. So we have to take heed. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, take heed. In Isaiah chapter 28, they said, because they took strong things, they have gone out of the way. It's in verse 7. Isaiah 28, verse 7. It says, but they have also heard through wine and through strong drink out of the way. So there are some things that we cannot afford. So when you see some people keeping themselves by commandments, when you see some people striving, are you following me? It's not foolishness to strive. It's not foolishness to obey instruction. It's not foolishness to forgive. It's not wickedness. It's like, oh God, this thing is bearing. The commandments of the Lord are not grievous. Really, really, they are not. It is to keep us in the way. Hallelujah. May the Lord grant us understanding. Such that we will begin to see all that the Lord demands. So when the Lord is saying that walk in love with that person, walk in love with that your brother, is actually safety for you and I. So that we will remain in the place of God. Because we know that communion is not just a thing in the morning. It's a daily thing. It's a life thing. It's a 24-hour thing. Hallelujah. So one of the instructions that we saw continuously in scripture that God kept giving sons of men, children of men, blah, 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 was love. The commandment of love. The commandment of love. Commandment of love surpasses men. Love for God, love for one another is one of the things that God uses for us to be sustained in communion. Or to be kept in the way. Hallelujah. 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 So, like I said earlier, we can be doing things, but it has reduced from the exact frequency, grade, quality of life. Hallelujah. So it's war. Amen. It's warfare. Amen. Life is what oozes out of communion. So we can really, really, we can't separate life in the spirit and communion in the spirit. They flow together. They flow together. But I won't lie to you, spirit, they don't want you to leave. Evil spirits, they don't want us to live in any way. So because they don't want you to leave, they can just position someone around you that will drag you down. Hallelujah. So at times, it's good in times of communion. At times, we have to spend some time praying to watch something so that we can gain that thing back. Are you following me? Unlike you are just slack. You don't even know when you are falling. But you are falling from a particular level. Hallelujah. So Satan's word is to continuously drag us down. But God created every one of us to fellowship with him. Hallelujah. We are all created to fellowship with God. Hallelujah. Now, the quality of any relationship or any communion is determined by the quality of communication. The quality of any relationship or communion is determined by the quality of communication. As a house, I believe, and I'm also preaching under our parents to people who I also believe that today may be your first time. Amen. God's desire is that based on his word that is communing with us or communicating to us, it is on that template of his word that we have communion with him or that we have relationship with him. So, brethren, I won't lie to you. If the Lord has been teaching you Christ, he's expecting that you should commune with him at that level of Christ. If the Lord has been teaching us everlasting life, he's expecting... We may have things that we have not yet finished, though, but he's expecting us to fellowship with that level of his communication. Hallelujah. Are you following what I said? So, there are things that we have to strengthen so that they will not go. They will not... Hallelujah. So communion, like I said, is having intercourse with the Lord. It's obvious that you can know the Bible, but you are not communing with the Lord, or you don't know the Lord. It says, in that day, many shall say, we prophesied in your name. They prophesied. They casted out devils. They came to a church like City Gate Church. I'm not lying to you. They went to Believers Convention. They streamed meetings. They did everything. It says, and in thy name, have we not cast out devils? And in thy name I've done wonderful works. Next verse. It says, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. So we can do everything, but the Lord does not know us. Now, it's a true thing. If the Lord is saying, I never knew you, it means you also never knew the Lord. But it looked like they knew the Lord until the Lord proclaimed that I never knew thee. Are you following me? So what happened was that there was something that they should have been knowing, but that likely they dropped from or they were ignorant of. Hallelujah. But like I said, God is using this teaching to supply that for us. Hallelujah. So communion is beyond knowing the Bible. It's beyond praying. It's good to pray, which I'll still emphasize. It's good to read the Bible. It begins from there, but it's beyond that. You can know the Bible and all you know is letter. You don't know the person of the word. You can know a scripture and you don't have fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Because whenever Holy Ghost has always prompted you to do some things, one or two things, you always disobey. And somewhere like that, because of that, you have grieved the Holy Ghost. We could have done some things that have grieved the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is no longer saying some things until we now come to church. Until we come for meetings. Until we come for meetings. And the Lord begins to revive our hearts again. So that fire on our altar can be revived. Are you following me? So that at times that happens again and again. So we go out in cycles. We're going just moving. It happens to all of us. I'm not, at times spirits still, some devils just want to bring me down. And one of the things they want to use is don't love. I will let you. Whenever they move you from love, you have entered death. Whenever they move us from love, it says it. We know that we have passed from death to life when we love the brethren. So we is a warfare to keep exercising ourselves in love for the Lord and for brethren, for all men. Hallelujah. Amen. So intercourse is the transfer of things. So if communion is a way, brethren, are you with me, please? If communion is a way, it means it can be learnt. It means it can be cultured. It means it can be developed. Are you following me? It can be developed. By developing or by learning it, you can know. And how you will know is that the Lord would have given you instructions. Do this. Keep doing this. For us to have this place, Daniel. This is a secret code. Keep doing this. If you fall short from that thing, you will fall from a level of pleasure. He says, that will show me the path. That path is a way to life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. So I'm praying that God will show us the way. Amen. It's in communion that we access secrets. Secrets of pleasure. There are some things that the Lord wants. There are some things he does not want. Daddy one time was speaking with the Lord and he was talking about there's no way you will be a man of communion and you will not love what the Lord loves. And in loving what the Lord loves, you will hate what the Lord hates. So Jesus says, scripture says about Jesus, he says he loveth righteousness and he hateth iniquity. Now, like I said, to maintain that love, spirits are warring. Flesh is warring. When I mean flesh, your flesh does not want you to keep, because there's a pleasure, there's a place that man is meant to continually have with the Lord, with his Lord. It's good we should be close to one another, but we should have a personal closeness with the Lord. I won't lie to you. You should know the Lord. There should be one place that you and her. I like that Miss Edward song. It is you and him alone. And she sang another song, Before the Audience of One. You are just before the audience of one. It's just you and God. That place. Amen. Hallelujah. It's in that place we know how we feel. It's in that place we know how he behaves. It's in that place we know how they react. Okay, when it comes to things like this, they don't talk. They are slow to anger. They don't get easily provoked. You see, all of that actions that we do is part of communion. So obedience is linked to communion. Are you following? So communion is not just something we do in the morning. And all that we are doing in the day is not communion. Are you following me? Pastor Nismos spoke about some of the things Brother Lawrence spoke about. How it is the love of God that is making him turn that cake that is frying. So what is informing that action of love? It's communion. That obedience is communion. Disobedience is to take you away. Are you following me? So I won't lie to you. Much more than you are close to me, you should be close to the Lord. I thank God for places that at times we, because of how we need to strengthen ourselves in order to grow up, I think we can have a a system of connecting to someone, particularly the weak and the strong. When you're weak, you need to look for a strong person who you are connected to, and the person is probably the one encouraging you, challenging you. It's beautiful, but it is to an end. It is iron sharpened iron. It is to an end that you also become an iron that can sharpen another iron. That you also become that other iron becomes another iron. Are you following me? So there's really our closeness to the Lord must be intact. Oneness with the Lord, knowing his person, knowing his laws, knowing his ways. This is how the Lord behaves. Do you know you can know how the Lord behaves? And me, that is your friend, may not be behaving like that. So it's possible that Satan can even use me, that is your friend, to discourage you. But knowing the Lord, are you following me? Knowing the Lord will make you say, no, this is how the Lord wants me to behave concerning this matter. Are you following me? Amen. So I believe the Lord wants us to no longer have communion in an unworthy manner. The Lord rather wants us to build stamina again. Like I said, I almost every time I think around some things like this, all the teachings since the beginning of the year. Ideally, and I'm not lying to you, except we don't see it clearly in scriptures. When they are reteaching it, we shouldn't be at the level of what they taught. Because we should have used that, we should have profited from that grace to become, are you following me? We'll see it in scripture very soon. To become, if at all we have not fully come into it, but we have moved. Because the essence of pastures, the essence of the word is for, mommy was teaching some weeks ago, how the essence of trumpets is for us to journey. So if there is a declaration, in the beginning of the year, God's servant was teaching about the Passover, the Lamb's feast, the Passover and the Lamb's feast, or something like that, around that. And one of the things that is to tell us is that there is a mountain that we should be on in partaking of the feast that will help us to overcome death, paraphrasing. It means everybody should be moving. Personal area, in our personal closet, everybody should be striving, warring to go there. It's not just when we come for meetings. Are you following me? So, you know, I said earlier that at times we can just pride, we can just feel cool. Yeah, they will teach me again. It's good, they will teach us. But there's a time we ought to be teachers. By that, I'm not saying that you now don't submit again. No, that's not what I mean. There's a time that we should lay hold on what has been taught. I don't know if you get what I'm talking. We should be able to hold it. This is what they taught. And you should be able to also be sound enough. If you've been hearing, if you've been born again for 10 years, that permit me, under our parents, you should, at least you are 10 years old in the spirit. There are some things that we should be able to hold tangibly. Based on realities of the Lord. Amen. So much hearing and fellowship with the scriptures will enable us to keep ourselves in the way of communion. What did I say? Much hearing and fellowship with the scriptures will enable us to keep ourselves in the way of communion. When I mean much hearing, it is faith comes by what, sir? Hearing. So what to do? We may not know what to do until there's a preaching. Preaching also does is that preaching paints hope. Then that hope is substantiated through faith. Of you can go, you can do this. This is what the Lord expects of us now. This is not what the Lord is expecting of us. This is not what the Lord is expecting of us. Now, you cannot be hearing that and you are not doing anything. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. In hearing all of that and we are not doing anything, what we are really, really doing is that we are dying, or you have even died unknowingly. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. So that's why at times they have to be a revival. A reviving of heart. God's servant wanted to teach last week, Sunday. There was a need to revive. Now, why? Spirits. Warfare. Are you following me? Things that we entangle ourselves with. That just drop us. But really, really, as it should be. Which all of us have to contend endlessly for. As it should be, is that we are striving. We are pressing. That's how we should be. We are pressing. Running, joining, loving, moving. Are you following me? So I don't want to, I just, while praying and trusting the Lord, one of the things I just saw is that there's a comfort somewhere of, and they will teach it again. They will not teach it again. If they teach it again, it's not for you. It should be for new people that are just hearing it. Amen. And the reason why some of those is because somewhere we are lacking strength in the place of, I want to tell you, after this series, some of us should do retreats. Because they have to be a repair of altar. Repair of our secret place. That place where you used to know the Lord. That place probably was last year, November. I can't lie to you. Originally, lost of the eyes. One of the things that choked the seed are cares of this life. I'm trusting the Lord if I can go to that area of in this teaching. Things that choke life. Cares. They are spiritual cares. They are natural cares. Anything called cares. Pleasures for other things. So something can be deposited today. You can read Bible today. You can hear a message this morning, and by 12 noon, Otigbagbe, something has taken it. What makes that thing taken is that at times we don't take it. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. So in touching the world, in using the world, at times we are not wise enough. And one of the things that really, really supplies the wisdom to be able to keep ourselves from the world is the message called Christ. Are you following me? That in obeying all that message informs us to do, we will find mercy to keep ourselves. But you can keep yourself, and you need to see further, keep yourself unspotted. So you see, he says pure religion is to keep yourself unspotted from the world. Hallelujah. So in much hearing, I won't lie to you, what you want to gain chiefly in and out of all seasons must be that communion. Such that out of that communion, we always gain life. 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 Let me ask you a question. And I believe if I'm wrong, God's servants is here to correct me. If you have money and you don't have life, have you gained? So it's possible to have life and maybe not yet have that money as you desire. It will come. God bless you. That is Shegon, sir. And it will come. It will come. So the primary thing we should be looking for is life. Say life. The primary thing. I'm trusting the Lord for a baby. I'm trusting the Lord for a husband. The husband has not yet come. What you should be looking for is life coming. Then you should be okay. Hallelujah. If life is coming, I am satisfied with life. In his time, other things will be added. Hallelujah. So it will take hearing. I think that's why, like I said, spirits want to make us, they do it consistently. That's their work. Then we should be doing our own. We should be warning against spirits that are, look at her. What makes them daddy consistent? Look at mommy is busy. What? I'm sure there are some things that they are using to keep worrying. So there's nobody that is consistent, or that there's nobody that is sustaining communion with the Lord that is not fighting. God's servant one time said that some things the Lord is not permitting him to do. Amen. Oh, may we be wise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So through hearing, I'm also to emphasize this, through hearing and fellowshipping with the scriptures. I remember a long time ago, I heard someone teach something, and the person said that you can also get God. No, there was a way the person said you can get the knowledge of God through God's hands. Pastor, you may remember what I'm talking about. And that thing disturbed me, I won't lie to you. And one of the reasons it disturbed me, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, Abib Roposa says, how did he put it? He says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face. So it's not hand. So a scripture helped me to resist a temptation to move in a direction. Because spirits want us to just move a little. Then you will now discover that the end of that thing is to shift you from a place of communion. But you may not know what has happened. You just thought, I was just doing what I thought I should be doing. Something up. So there is a place for knowing scriptures. Brethren, I won't lie to you. There is a place for knowing scriptures. One of the things that about knowing scriptures is that it keeps you from the radar of Satan. It keeps us under boundaries. There are some things that we are doing today that is because we are ignorant of what the word says. I won't lie to you. It's simply because we are ignorant of what the word says. When we know what, or we are stubborn with what the word said or what the word has said. And that's why we are in our place. That's why we are where we are. So knowing scriptures, hallelujah, it says, God bless you, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures which are able to make thee wise. Let's see Exodus 32 verse 8. Hallelujah. It says, they have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, this be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. So this thing are things inside us. When we don't deal with things inside us, so if a teaching is coming, for example, to deal with fear, and you don't deal with that thing called fear in your heart, the end of that not dealing with it is not that you won't remain like that. You will go out of the way. So that's the reason why at times some things now eventually get dry. Some things now eventually loses that strength that quality that he used to have. It's because all of a sudden, maybe the Lord gave an instruction, corporate instruction in the house. Everybody, be careful with your phone. Maybe there's such an instruction. Everybody, be careful with your phone. And you rationalize that instruction. I won't lie to you. Something is going to take you out. Because based on that instruction, will grace be given corporately for us to be kept? So one thing that we must not joke with if we want to stay in communion is instruction. Say instruction. To continuously stay in communion. Instructions. Instructions. Hallelujah. So safety on the path of faith or communion is also proportional to submission to spiritual authority. Is proportional to submission. When I mean submission to spiritual authority, I'm talking about submission also to instructions given by them. Hallelujah. When you are such a soul that you don't follow instruction, you don't do what you are instructed, I won't lie to you, you can't be a man of communion. You can't even, thank you, sir. Because the end of communion, like Daddy said now, is to know God. You can't know the Lord. You can't know the Lord. Thank you. Says, God bless you. Says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains. That chain is whom I keep. Hallelujah. About thy neck. Hallelujah. Now, there's instruction from the house. There's a personal instruction for that instruction from the Holy Ghost. I'm not lying to you. Because I think God's servant once thought when he came here some years ago, that he has also taught it in, if you've been following well, that there are actually three authorities. There's the authority of Jesus, the head of the church. There is the authority of the Holy Ghost. Then there's the authority of the senior leadership or the set man, your pastor. Now, all of that are avenues that you can receive instruction from the Lord. Jesus can instruct you. Holy Ghost can instruct you. Your pastor can instruct you. So if you are someone that always just does one and you despise the others, you may not be kept. Are you following me? You may not be kept as you should be kept in the way of communion. Primarily, let me put that caveat, because evil spirits they are wise. Primarily, safety is in submission to spiritual authority that God has set over you. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, how did John chapter 16 put it? How the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, will guide us. So how we ought to, there's a way we ought to keep ourselves. There's a way we ought to walk that Holy Ghost will have. He says, thank you. He says, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is coming, he will guide you into all truth. So we can hear a truth, but how to get to the truth, we don't know it. There will be things they will tell you don't do. Instructions. And whenever anybody talks to you in this way, don't reply. Dad was telling us recently how some instructions came to him when Satan wanted to tempt Daddy, and God gave Daddy an instruction, don't reply. Now, that don't reply is to keep communing at a level. If he replies, he will fall from that level of communion, fall into the flesh, and eventually what you will now probably do is pray, Lord, revive me, oh, revive me. Oh. And I'll lie to you, the thing can take some time or can take some days before it comes back again. Are you following me? So there's personal instruction Holy Ghost also gives. Don't do this. Don't do this. So I would like to, I'm sure that one of the, and I've heard it a lot, one of the desires of God's servants, our parents, is that we all know the Lord. There's no way you will know the Lord and you will cause trouble for our parents. I can't lie to you. Amen. So Isaiah chapter 57 verse 14, they are little foxes that spoil communion. Isaiah 57 verse 14 says, and you shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way. So when there is a preparation of the way, one other thing you will also do is that you will take stumbling blocks away. God will give us insights to stumbling blocks that are not making us stay in the way. Part of those stumbling blocks can be rebellion in the heart, as against instruction. Part of those stumbling blocks can be offense to someone. It can look real. It can look logic. It can look right. In control, there she do me. Ah, my brother, my it's true. Odun loto. But because of communion, because of what you were created for, I will let you. If you tell the Lord in control, she niye, they will say you don't know what they've given provisions of scripture. Hallelujah. They've given us provision of scriptures. They've even taught it. They could have taught it in your local church, and because you are not holding on to it, you have a stumbling block. Daddy said stumbling block is scandalizo or offense. Scandalizo, which is to put a stumbling block on your path. So he says all husbands should dwell with their wives according to what? Knowledge. So that their prayers, that prayers is out of communion. Are you following me? It's out of communion. So like it's been taught also in previous teachings, how we can't really separate communion and prayer. Hallelujah. So there will be hindrance if stumbling blocks are not. You can't afford to hate someone. I'm not lying to you. Thank God for our daddy in the house. All of us were moved by the devil when our president entered the way he entered. Am I lying? It happened to me. I'm sincere. I'm confessing my sins. But thank God for our daddy that God used to help us. Say, no. We can't afford to. Even though but now that he has been to, so that we will now not be hindered, we have to pray for him. We have to now love him, desire good things for him, believe the best. Charity believes the best. Charity believes all things. We have to endure even though we are suffering. Amen. I'm not lying to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there are stumbling blocks that we have to take away. Hallelujah. One of the stumbling blocks that I feel I should speak about in a few minutes is social media. Say social media. Hey, Shamago. Now, I won't lie to you. So it's not really a formula to come out. Some people may be there and they are not there. I won't lie to you. So it's not, at times, it's not in throwing away. It's in being built. It depends on where you are. If you are not yet built, you may need to flee. Are you following me? But some people can be there and they are not there, which I will show off very soon. Jesus was on the earth and he was not on the earth. Where was he? He was in heaven. That heaven was, he was communing. He was communing with heavenly things. That heavenly things he was communing with was what shaped his conversation. All that Jesus was doing was heaven. He was just living heaven on the earth. So if Jesus touched his phone, for example, is a heaven touch form. It means that touch will be holy, will be sanctified. He says, don't they shouldn't forbid some eating of meat. He says it is sanctified with prayer and thanksgiving. So there's a way your sanctification can sanctify some things. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I discovered that a lot of things are creeping in through that means. I just observed some days ago I was in church. Amen. I was in church and I saw some people dancing one kind of dance. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just knew that I knew is that I saw the thing online. Amen. Should I give you the example so that you understand? You know, there's this. Now, it may not be, I don't know too much about, it may not be a bad thing, no, but I just saw that something is creeping in. And that's how a lot of things, someone said entertainment is to enter you and stay in you. Yeah. So things want to enter. It's Pastor Michael Gwe that said it too. That entertainment is to enter and stay in you. So things can just enter. And you know when the stain has occurred. There's just a stain. It was stained. So we have to be careful. Someone said he does not read newspaper. Now, there's something is keeping. That's a great father of faith. Smith Wigglesworth. There's something is keeping. So I'm saying it will take some instructions. Pass that you have to use to sustain. That he said he spoke with one of our fathers in the Lord in this land some years ago. And he's speaking with him. He just knew that this man is a man of that carries presence. That carries presence. If you ask that man, there are some things he's not doing. That you may be doing. That is making you not carry that thing. I don't know if you are talking about. Amen. So we need to trust the Lord to take away attitudes, natures, mentalities, and lifestyles that are weights and veils to our growth and to truly building his face. At times, we wake up early in the morning, the next thing is phone. Some of our fathers have consecration. God's servant told me of one of our God's servants, Daddy Egoke's friends, who said before he reads his Bible every day, before he eats rather, every day he must have read 33 chapters of the Bible. Hallelujah. I tried it one time. Hallelujah. That thing is death to the flesh. So really, really, to sustain some communion, the flesh will die. I'm not lying to you. I'm not lying to you. The flesh will die. You know, there's no way the flesh will not die. When you see that man, Daddy was telling us how that man is Holy Ghost breed. Holy Ghost breed. There are some things some people don't do. Because of that thing. So when you see them, Buffy's can just, I remember we went for a meeting and Buffy's just carried mic and was just singing. Immediately he started singing. I said, Kilo Shele now. King Baba in Bay now. King Baba in Bay Sarah. He just opened his mouth to, what was his song? How wonderful. How wonderful. I can't remember. Something like that. And I said, Jesus, you are beautiful beyond. I said, wow. Some of those people. I know some of those ministers who say that the Lord told them not to collect money. That thing can just be some things. Hallelujah. Yeah, consecration. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. So I want to move to, all of us should strive to gain the merry heart. That is taught it, but I just want to teach it again in another way. The merry heart in communion. The merry heart. There are some Marys in scripture. We know the Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary, the sister of Lazarus, Mary Magdalene. I'll just quickly use them as examples. The merry heart portrays a quality of heart that responds to the Lord in deep worship, obedience, and reverence to his will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The merry heart portrays a quality of heart that responds to the Lord in deep worship, obedience, and reverence to the Lord's will. Hallelujah. It represents a legacy of worship. Amen. A legacy of worship, love, affection, and passion for the Lord. For the Lord. For the Lord. For the Lord. Passion. I like that song Sister Tokwe sang, Set My Heart on Fire for you, Lord. Let's see John chapter 12. Go to where she poured the oil, or before, just before that. Let me open my Bible. Amen. Amen. I would like to, I'm trusting that a lot of things will be, fire will be rekindled on our altar. Verse, let me start from 3. Thank you. It says, then took Mary a pound of ointment or spikenard, very costly. So someone a soul that loves the Lord, a soul that wants to know the Lord, can sell all to have him. Just like we saw in the book of Songs of Solomon. Can sell all to have him. Can sell all to have the Lord. You can choose to, scripture spoke about Moses who chose to suffer as against enjoying some pleasures. Hallelujah. So it says, then took Mary a pound of ointment or spikenard very costly and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Hallelujah. Odor of the ointment. So we saw a heart that is poured out for the Lord. A heart passionate for the Lord. It's where the Lord goes that she goes. Hallelujah. Let's see Luke chapter 10, a scripture we also know, 38 to 40, talking about Mary's in scripture, verse 38, it says, "And now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she called a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word." So one of the things that you see about this Mary is that she had love for the word. Say love for the word. You can't be someone that has communion with the Lord without loving his word. It's not possible. It's not never possible. They don't go together. Hallelujah. They don't go together. They don't go together. So Mary represents a heart of a true virgin. I took this from some of the old teachings and devotionals that Daddy had taught in the house. Hallelujah. There was, I think, maybe 2000. Yeah, 2000. Daddy took a devotional on the Mary heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the heart of a true virgin, eyes for only a lover. She has eyes, those eyes. So one of the things we see in the book of Songs of Solomon is that picture of a lover. Eyes for only the Lord. Eyes for only the Lord. Hallelujah. The Mary heart is not just satisfied with information about the Lord. She's rather satisfied with a personal encounter with his person. We see that in John chapter 20. Amen. John chapter 21, rather. From even chapter 20, we saw how she tarried there. She tarried there until she saw. Hallelujah. So how well are we tarrying until we see? And how well are we waiting on the Lord? Thank you, Daddy, sir. How well are we waiting on the Lord? You don't understand something. How well are you really, really looking for that thing? Are you really, really, really looking for it? So we can compare Mary's heart to a Davidic heart. A heart that is jealous for the Lord's presence. Yeah, when I'm saying presence, I'm not saying goose pimple. I'm not talking about goose. I'm talking about a personal encounter with the Lord. Knowing the Lord for yourself. What did I say? You know, thank God for what Daddy taught in servicing retreats. There's a paradigm in church of pastors and flock. Mm-mm. Everyone is called to be sons. What did I say everyone is called to? Sons in their rank. Just like the father, son right now is still submitted under the father. Hallelujah. But it does not stop him from being a son that has the same life that the father has. Are you following me? So, I'm trying to give us a sense. God's servant has taught it. But I'm trying to give. So, all of us should strive. Hallelujah. So, Mary's heart is not satisfied with information. They told her in John chapter 20. Let's see it. Chapter 20. Let me just read some verses there. I want to end in a place. I'm trusting the Lord to take me there. Amen. Says Peter, verse 3, says Peter therefore went and that other disciple and came together, and so they ran both together, and the other disciples did outrun. I like the word did outrun Peter. You see love here. You see love in display. And came first to this. There was a reason why that other disciple outran his love. Hallelujah. So I can depict that love as zeal that is with knowledge. Because there's a zeal that is not with knowledge. Zeal that is with wisdom. That is making you look for life. Hallelujah. So verse 10 says, then the disciples went away again unto their own home. After everybody went there, they went home. I had to jump because of time, please. I'm sure we can read it again when we get home. Amen. But Mary stood without. How many of us are standing without? How many of us are waiting? Waiting. Waiting. They say there's a mountain that is there. We'll partake of the feast of the Lamb, of the feast that will make us overcome death. How many of us are really, really waiting for that ascension? Or another care has taken us over. I would like to care for another person to be spiritual can take you over. You can have care. That's why I've seen that example in our parents. As much as they are laboring over us, they are also striving for their own salvation. Because one thing about Satan is that he can use care for the flock to bring you down. Satan is bad, though. He can use care for the flock. It's good to have care for the flock. When I mean care, I'm not saying natural care alone. I'm saying spirit. You can have desire, but that desire only in Majeko Shoroso. Yes. And in doing that, you fall into the flesh. So what must be the game? Go. Must be life. Must be life. We must all know how to cast burden before the Lord. Cast our cares before the Lord. For he cares. Really, there are some cares that it takes the Lord to care, to carry it. He says, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre, weeping, crying. Jesus, the Lord spoke about the children of Israel. He said, I have heard your cries. How many cries have we brought before the Lord? You don't understand something. How well have you cried? Or instead of crying, we just, Pastor, the image is too deep. Hallelujah. I won't lie to you. You know, we lose places in rank. We lose places in life. You can eventually get it, but you get it at a lower place. Yes. What I've discovered is the truth. Amen. But God will have mercy on all of us, including me. He says, and she wept. She stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. There was a looking. There was an inquiring. There was a longing of her soul. He says, he satisfied the longing soul. That's Psalm 107. Is satisfied. There's a satisfaction that can only come to the longing soul. It says he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with good. It's how well are we longing for him? You know, there's a way he says, how we want you to come. How well, really, are we longing for him to come? To come to fellowship with us. When I mean fellowship, I'm talking to bring us to a fellowship where you and maybe, for example, the fellowship of the Father and the Son. He can bring us there. But he has to make himself manifest according to John chapter 14. How well are we really longing for that thing? Hallelujah. How well are we really longing? Hallelujah. Amen. So we saw that eventually it was that Mary that saw the Lord. I'm sure she could have been there. The Lord would not appear. So there was a longing that made the Lord appear to her. Hallelujah. There was a longing that made the Lord appear to her. Then the Lord told her, touch me not. No, touch not. Because the Lord was a sacrifice there and you don't touch. lest you corrupt the sacrifice. The Lord needed to go and atone for our sins. Hallelujah. In the heavens. Hallelujah. Amen. So communion is how we ascend. Communion is how we ascend. I want us to look at these scriptures as I round up a few thoughts before I end. Genesis chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28 and Isaiah chapter 55. We'll just compare them together. Amen. Genesis chapter 28 from verse. I'll read a few verses. Genesis chapter 28. Let me read a place in verse 10, 11, then I'll jump. It says, and Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward him. Let me jump to verse 12, because of time. He says, and he dreamed and behold a ladder. Say a ladder. Set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to heaven. So really, there's a ladder that we should use to ascend from the earth. So communion should be how we ascend from the earth to the heavens. He says, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood. Where did the Lord stand? Above it. So the Lord is above. So the essence of communion is that we all come to the Lord, who is above all. Are you following me? He says, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. Let me jump. Verse 16. Because of time. He says, and Jacob awaked out of his sleep. And he said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. Now, where was the Lord? In the ladder. Or how would he have gained access to the Lord? Through the ladder. I think that's better. He would have gained access to the Lord through that ladder. But the Lord was in this place and I knew it not. He says, and he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. Daddy taught a message 2 years ago, I think, if I'm not mistaken, accessing open heavens. You see, it's not different from all of these things we've been saying, you know. Communion is how we access open heavens. Communion is how we access through the ladder. Now, what is in the ladder? We'll see it in Isaiah chapter 55 very soon. I believe the ladder is ladder of thoughts and ways. Ladder of thoughts and ways. So, fellowshipping with a thought from the Lord. I won't lie to you. Thoughts come again and again, again and again, again. There's a thought that came in December, anamnesis. There was a thought that came in November, anamnesis. There was a thought that came in bridge service. There was a thought that came throughout January. There was a thought that came in February. There was a thought that came in March. We are still in March. Baba's blessing. Thoughts. In fact, when I mean thoughts, it's thoughts in thoughts. I don't know if you get me. And the whole essence of all of those thoughts is for ascension. It's for ascension. See ascension. Thank you. Go to verse 6. Thank you, Sister Joyce. God bless you. He says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Now he taught this while rounding up one of this series. He says, the time to seek the Lord is when he's near. Now, how the Lord is near is when his thoughts are near. When they are speaking concerning those realities, when those thoughts, all of a sudden, a word that we never knew, the Lord now brings that word, that realm to us through thoughts. Are you following me? The Lord brings it through thoughts to us. The response from our own part is to be a Mary at that point, where we begin to seek the Lord. We begin to call on the Lord. Call on the Lord. To gain, hallelujah. He says, seek the Lord. To gain access, to gain a ground in a place. A ground in a place where we can now abide there. He says, call ye upon him while he is near. While he's near. He says, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. These are two things that makes us either descend or ascend. Your ways and your thoughts. He says, and let him return unto the Lord and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Next verse. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Next verse. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my, so it's like the old ways and the old thoughts is as the heavens are to the earth. So it shows to me a way. It shows to me a ladder. Are you following me? So we can be in a place in the ladder and we are falling down. But Bible reading is still continuing. We are still praying. We are still singing. Are you following me? All those things are not bad. We will do them. But it's possible to have fallen short. Ladder will call till a drop. Next verse. It says, for as the rain cometh now, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower. So we cannot disconnect communion with the parable of the sower. Because it is in communion. What we come to do in church is part of communion. To receive, to go and do. Are you following me, please? So there's a sowing of the seed. How do we guard that seed? How do we protect it? How do we keep it? At times, we go in cycles. Like myself. At times, I just know that something has dropped. I know. One of the things that happens to me is that I'll be reading Bible, but it won't open like it used to open. I know that what am I doing? Is it that I'm aboring anything wrong, or is it that I did something that maybe I just fell into a level of ignorance? I begin to pray, trusting the Lord, and thank God for the house that we have found ourselves. And by mercy, at times the Lord will just use something to redirect me to return. That's one reason I can't play with some of these our pastors. So talking with them, I was talking with Pastor Friday after naming. We're just going home carrying nylon of what we were carrying. And Pastor just said something. Pastor Friday just said something. I said something, then Pastor gave an adjustment to it. He just said, that thing opened my heavens. I won't lie to you. That same thing just opened my heavens. So there's continuous warfare. That's at times you must know that Pastor Riley said something last week. He said, fellowship with brethren at times is what will also help to stay in place of communion. However, fellowshipping with some other brethren also, amen, is the truth. Can bring down, I'm not lying to you, can bring another spirit. He says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth it, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth. And but that he giveth seed to the sower and bread to the eater. You were teaching last week about bread that strengthens the heart. That's the word that we must have been using, commandments that we must have been using to be built up. Say, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me. For it's not meant to. He's not meant to. He's not meant to. He's not meant to. He should profit. There should be. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the way of. Let's see. Someone, we'll come back here. We'll come here, please. Just says, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law doeth he meditate day and night. Day and night. He shall be like a tree. So the end of the word is that we become mature. We be raised. We become a tree that bears fruits. He says, by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruits. In his season, his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. Go back to Isaiah 55. I'm going somewhere there. Thank you. He shall not return unto me void, but he shall accomplish that which I please. To do this warfare, there are fowls of the air that want to take the seed. Amen. He says, he shall accomplish that which I please, that he shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. In Hebrews chapter 6, something like this is also painted there, how the essence of every rain is to bring forth. Go to verse 12. Go to verse 12, then we'll see a scripture also, then we'll end. Hallelujah. It says, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Now, because of all of that, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of... Now, that's like you will experience liberty. You will experience no limitation. You have access to do all that you should do because something has profited. Are you following me? Something has yielded. An investment. Pastor Nismos was teaching and was talking about a day that you do all that you did in the day, and probably you did many, many things, and the Lord did not have control of that day. You have not invested that day for the sake of redemption. Paraphrasing with my own words. You have not invested that day for the sake of redemption. So there should be God's yield in our day. God's yield in our life. In that relationship you have with your spouse, in that relationship you have with your brother, in that relationship you have with people, what is God's yield? Can God say, I have a yield, I have a profit as a result of what I have been investing in this thing, in you? Hallelujah. For you shall go out with joy. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 3 verse 5. I'm rounding up. Exodus chapter 3 verse 5. So I said, higher thoughts are steps in ladders. Higher thoughts. So it looks to me like all those higher thoughts are new places of holinesses. I'm sure you know that we are meant to grow from a place to another place. And that whole journey can be called holiness. We are meant to be made holy. 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 God's servant has taught us that it's a journey of righteousness unto holiness. So when we hear the word, it is to the end that we become more holy. Now, a holy step can be through the thoughts of that step that we are keeping. Are you following me? So Moses came here, he says, and he said, draw not nigh either, put off thy shoes. So there are some shoes that we must put off. I don't know if you know, there are some ways we have been walking that new thoughts that the Lord is bringing to us must now bring us to a place. It says, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. It's the same thing is in Joshua chapter 5, verse 15. Joshua chapter 5, it says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? He that has cleansed and thank you. It takes purification. It takes purification for you to gain ascension. Joshua chapter 5, verse 15. Joshua chapter 5, verse 15. It says, and the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot. Some of us at times you have experiences, they are changing your shoe. Now, the end of that thing, they are trying to say, come into a new ground where you ought to be standing. Come into a new place where you should be. There's a new ground God wants to be communing with you. There's a new place God wants to be communing with you. It's where it is now, you and him. And because of that, God has been giving you thoughts. God has been giving you, say, walk in this way. He says, in that day you shall hear another speak to you. He says, walk in this way. Walk in this way. There's a way they want us to react. There's a way they want us to behave. There's a new way they want us to submit. There's a way they want us to love now. It's not like we loved some years ago. It's not like we even loved in January. Because it's progressive. God's speakings are progressive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Jesus was on the earth and he was gone. Daddy will tell us how many times he's watching the TV and he's gone. That's because of communion. Hallelujah. So you can be at work and you are gone. When I mean gone, I'm not saying you are lost. No, there are different things. I mean you are communion. You are communing. You have ascended. You have climbed the ladder in a thought that the Lord gave you. Or in a thought that I will let you, it's warfare. I'm not lying to you. It's one of the things Satan uses to bring us down is those things in Matthew chapter 13. When we get home, you can read it. Cares of this life. pleasures. And you, it can bring a satisfaction to you. After all, Moshash, you experience him. Pastor, my teacher. Daddy, I teach you. He's good. Daddy, my teacher. But we should all maintain a life. Hallelujah. So you can be walking and you are in heaven. Yes, you can be in school and you are in heaven. Amen. You can be in the beach and you are in heaven. Are you following me? You see, our conversation is in heaven. So we can be on the earth. We can be at home. We, as we are here, we should be in heaven. Now, but there are things that want to drag us down. There are things that want to bring us to another place. So we have to contend. We have to contend. I won't let you. Spirit can use anything at all to drag us down, to bring us down. I want us to pray this morning that the Lord will grant us strength. I know my name, that there are grounds that the Lord wants us to take in communing with Him. Can we pray that the Lord will strengthen our feet, heal our feet that is already going out of the way, such that the Lord will strengthen us. The Lord will strengthen us and cause us to return. Cause us to return. I want you to pray, please. Anagorot kiskibaka. Now the Lord will cause us to return to that place, to that secret place, to where it is us and Him alone. To where it is us and Him alone. There's a truth that the Lord expects you to fellowship with Him with, that you can fall short from. You can.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.